This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. One of the victims severely injured and burned in the Boulder firebombing on a pedestrian mall has died. CPR's Allison Sherry has the details.
82-year-old Karen Diamond succumbed to her injuries last week. She'd been in the hospital since the attack on June 1st. She, along with 30 or so other demonstrators, were raising awareness for Israeli hostages held in Gaza during a weekly peaceful walk on the Pearl Street Mall. That's when a man allegedly threw Molotov cocktails at the group. The suspect told police he targeted the group because of what he called their Zionism. He faces more than 100 state and federal charges, including for attempted murder and hate crimes. Prosecutors on Monday say they'll now add an additional first-degree murder charge to that tally. He remains in custody. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado is adding 15 new judges to its statewide bench to try to lower judicial workloads and speed up cases. The governor has already appointed 6 of the new district court judges who start this week. Larimer, Douglas, La Plata, Mesa, and Eagle counties will all get more county judges. Registration opens early tomorrow morning for one of the state's most beloved trail races. The Imogene Pass Race takes runners 17 harrowing miles from Ouray to Telluride. Mudslides closed the road over Imogene Pass last August. Though it's partially reopened, it's unclear whether it will be fully open by race time in September. Last year's event had to be rerouted. Registration starts in the morning at 6 and is expected to sell out within minutes. This is CPR News.